This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Kids are just going back to school, and now some of them are being sent back home because of COVID. For now, four public school districts in Georgia are shutting down in-person instruction, saying high COVID-19 case counts among students and staff makes it unsafe to continue for the time being. In California, all teachers and school staff will have to be vaccinated or have weekly COVID testing. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We think this is the right thing to do, and we think this is a sustainable way to keeping our schools open.
The brutal heat and humidity across the nation is sending people to cooling centers. The National Weather Service calls the heat dangerous. There are warnings in effect in the northwest, northeast, and areas in between. The temperature could reach 111 degrees in parts of Oregon today and tomorrow before a weekend cool down. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
A heat wave in June killed hundreds of people in Oregon, Washington State, and British Columbia. And sizzling weather is hitting other parts of the country. Cooling centers have opened in Connecticut as well. In southeastern Kansas, a two-year-old child has died from suspected heat illness. The heat index in Cowley County reached 108 degrees. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Taliban is fast taking ground in Afghanistan, this morning moving closer to the capital of Kabul. Afghan government forces are collapsing faster than U.S. military leaders thought possible just a few months ago when President Biden ordered a full withdrawal. Today, the Taliban captured a provincial capital about 80 miles from Kabul. The Prime Minister of Greece is calling the devastating wildfires there the greatest ecological catastrophe Greece has seen in decades. The climate crisis is here, he says. This is AP News. So what was that phone call Pope Francis suddenly took? AP correspondent Walter Ratliff delves into this one.
In a decidedly unusual break from protocol, Pope Francis took a cell phone from an aide while standing at center stage in a Vatican auditorium for his weekly public audience. Francis chatted for a couple of minutes with whomever was on the other end. Like many people speaking on the phone, the Pope gestured with his free hand as if the caller could see him. The Vatican declined to comment about the nature of the very public call. Francis later waded into the audience to mingle with people who wanted to shake his hand or take selfies with the Pope. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Okay, you Jeopardy fans. After weeks of guest hosts and wondering and online chatting, they've finally chosen a new host for Jeopardy to replace Alex Trebek, who died almost a year ago. Executive producer Mike Richards will host the show. Another guest host, Mayim Bialik, will MC Jeopardy Primetime and spinoff series. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.